Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, officially, I am the most concerned I have ever been for this country. Officially, the feelings of dread I've been having, the intellectual concerns I've been having that match that, the data coming in, just went from an 8 on the Richter scale to a 9.5. Top story at Infowars.com, linked in red. Chase Bank limits cash withdrawals, bans international wire transfers. And I am going to go in this afternoon, like I'm setting up an account with Chase, and check into this. But this, we've called the numbers, we've looked into this. This is indeed being done. Bigger than saying you can't pull cash out of the bank over certain limits after the 17th of next month, the bigger issue is saying no, zero foreign wire transfers. You have to understand, Chase Manhattan is the biggest shareholder in the private Federal Reserve. It is the main head of the Hydra. Of the dozen or so megabank heads, there's six big ones. Its head is bigger than almost all the others combined. Goldman Sachs is almost like the tail and the guts and the brain to a great extent. But the big head is Chase. And I'll guarantee you this means nobody else is going to be allowed to do wires, because they wouldn't be doing this and losing the business. This signifies curtains. And again, they know how dumb the public is. They're going to use the fake government shutdown and default and all the rest of the stuff that's happened before as the smokescreen to bring us into global crises. Now it's becoming very clear what they're up to. Obamacare was never even meant to work badly. All of this is meant to scuttle the country. It's 100% clear. I'm 100% sure now. I was already pretty sure. And we know they're Cloward and Piven strategies and other stratagems, other gambits. But now it's 100% clear. And then let me give you the next big bombshell. These are the leaks coming in and contacts. Paul Joseph Watson on fire as usual with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Crisis USDA orders states to withhold electronic food stamps. And I saw this at 6 a.m. this morning. And as soon as they opened up on the East Coast at 7 a.m., I began to call. And they told me there was a government shutdown, so I couldn't talk to any PR people. But I called the numbers involved, and indeed, this is a real document. And this came out October 11th, so last week. We got it. We're breaking it. They are going to stop sending food stamps, the digital money, the USDA that's over it, on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, and the country will snap, with 49 million people on this baby alone. And it also funds, through Health and Human Services, but it's the group that funds it, the school lunch program, at least part of it. So they call it a SNAP's lapse in funding. Now, of course, that's all standard essential funding. But it's just like cities won't fix potholes, will let police cars be falling apart, and ambulances and fire trucks not working. And they'll, you know, raise taxes over and over again and then hold you hostage or raise them again. That's what's happening, shutting down the monuments, the national parks that are even privately funded and have private lodges. In fact, it's in the headline here. Principal stops Pledge of Allegiance to remind kids of government shutdown. I mean, that's all this is. That's what's going on here. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to get into why this is such a big deal. I'm going to try to be calm. In fact, I am calm. This news is so ultra horrible, but I'm actually calm. I mean, we are talking about just an insane time, ladies and gentlemen, to be alive. I would be calling your friends and family and telling them to tune in right now, because people need to know what's happening. They need to get a heads up before it hits. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 16th day of October, 2013. I am officially now more concerned and more not even freaked out, because now I'm completely calm and focused because we have absolute confirmation of everything we predicted, everything we broke down, everything that we surmised by projecting forward analytically, historically, what was going to happen, that our analysis has been absolutely spot on. Now, we don't deserve laurels or praise here, because about 95% or so, maybe a little less, over 90% of everything they're doing, the globalists have written white papers and documents on how they've done it in other countries and how they were going to do it here. I mean, Rand Corporation said they would put federal forces over local police, then privatize them, take everyone's guns, break up the family, put everybody in forced labor camps. I mean, that was the plan back in the 80s and 90s. We've printed those reports off, shown them to you here on air. But the National Stability Force, the National Stabilization Force, I've actually read through over the years thousands of pages in those different reports. I mean, I've actually sat there in horror with the Rand Corporation when I first ran into these in 1998, because I saw an article in the Austin American Statesman saying that soon we wouldn't have liberties, there would be troops on the streets, federal paramilitaries, private contractors, and that terrorism was coming and that it was going to be the pretext to roll this out. And the article was so thinly veiled that I went to the University of Texas Law Library and actually, because back then I couldn't find it online, actually pulled the Rand Corporation report. And I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off ever since, saying they're gearing up for martial law. They'll trigger a collapse with derivatives. They'll then take over. They're funding terrorist groups. Do they allow to attack us so they can then take our rights? And so we've gone through all those permutations. And now we're here towards the big D-Day New World Order invasion, basically. This is their D-Day because they see America and liberty as the bad guy. And it's on. Or to flip it back, I mean, maybe it's Operation Barbarossa, to use the Hitler analogy of the globalists being Hitler turning east. This is economic warfare. It has strategically been wargamed in other nations, and they are rolling it out. Obamacare was designed as a torpedo to completely destroy the engine of one-seventh the economy, health care, and impoverish everyone else with a massive direct tax to offshore banks. A massive torpedo attack. And to federalize health care and restrict care and lower quality. They're shutting down the power grids everywhere. They're shutting down the privately owned, independently controlled city, county, state-owned power systems. Power prices are doubling in many areas. They're up about a third nationwide the last 5 years. They are actually blowing our energy system. I mean, this is a military attack. They are chemically hitting the public, biologically hitting the public, radiologically hitting the public. They are attacking the family. They are breaking down the entire society. We are under total war. Total siege, scientific, and Cass Sunstein and John P. Holdren and all of them at the White House have all been writing white papers since the 70s on their battle plan for us. It's all public. That's how dumb they think the public is. And now it's clear Obamacare was never meant to even work except for a direct tax to foreign banks. They've doubled the premiums. They're set to quadruple them in the next 3 years. It'll never even get to that. They're going to implode everything long before. It's just set to no matter what it takes, they will send us into depression. While posing as saviors, giving select government money and contracts to insiders and to their friends. Just like when a third world country takes an IMF or World Bank loan, say for $5 billion. It is in the document, on record, that Western taxpayer money, so they're impoverishing you while they transfer the wealth, is given to select globalist corporations who then make sure no benefit goes to the outside population and who will even demand to get this $5 billion, Brazil, in one case, you've got to shut off your city-run water system and turn it over to us. You've got to turn off these five power plants in your capital city, and you've got to take it from the new plants we've got coming online. And then once they do that, the politicians get the money. They run with part of it. They're paid off. They move to Switzerland directly. President of Mexico, Salinas, it doesn't matter. It's the same pattern. They move to Luxembourg or London. They take maybe $100 million of the $5 billion in one case. And then they leave. They shut down the country. They double, triple the water prices. They double, triple the power prices. And then they shut everything down till everything is bankrupted. Then they come in phase two, buy everything up, and they do it over and over again. Then they'll use a drug war when a country like Mexico is 50 years into this, to where that's the only economy they've got. They'll come in and then wage war against all the cartels they don't fully control, who were just paying them a kickback, a ransom. What was the term the Romans used when their vassal states? Tribute. They pay tribute to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, on record. Hundreds of billion per bank per year. On record. They pay the tribute. And then that wasn't even enough. They said, run full extermination operation. So like Castile exposed this 8 years ago on this show. They put him in jail for it. DEA agent blew the whistle. He said they're training CIA paramilitaries to train Los Zetas. No one had even heard that name then here. They're going to launch a civil war in Mexico to destabilize the country, just like you fund both sides in Libya and Syria. And the globalists are doing that here, man against woman, old against young, black against white. Why do you think Rachel Maddow gets up there every night with Al Sharpton and says everyone at that World War II march was a racist with no evidence? It's so that blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and others don't feel like they have a right to liberty. And so they then associate Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process with racism. It is psych warfare 101. Now, I'm looking at the news here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try to remain calm. I already knew this was going on. I already told my wife. I already told the crew weeks ago. On record, I went and I said, we've got to make preparations now to basically in the future under collapse, if it goes this far, and it may go this far, holding us ransom, the globalists, to have armed guards here, basically, and just guard money to even pay our crew. And prepare for real collapse, folks, by design, blaming the shutdown. See, we're bankrupt if they keep raising the debt limit anyways. Already losing our credit rating last year when they raised the debt. But if they don't hold the ransom and then do the debt ceiling, then it destroys confidence because the rating agencies run by the big banks that have maneuvered us there, they're now over our country. Ratings agencies, not even foreign countries. This is how we've been maneuvered into this. They lower our credit rating, which is what they want anyways. Get us into a $17 trillion debt. Sign us on to unfunded mandates of $70 trillion. That's top economists on average say about $70 trillion. That's our real debt, $70 trillion. The debt they signed us on to is $644 trillion in derivatives, USA Today reported, and I concur with their analysis. Our experts do, other economists. $644 trillion, that was 4 or 5 years ago. It's more like $800 trillion now that they say is our debt that's not ours. We could get out of the $70 trillion. It's going to be hard. We could deal with it. They want to have us so far gone, folks, it's over. Unless we just renounce all the debt, that will still implode things. So they've got us maneuvered with the Communist Chinese, the private Federal Reserve owning the most debt, then the Communist Chinese, then the Saudi Arabians, then the Bank of England, the Bank of Germany, Bundes, they've got us totally maneuvered into this situation, and they're now telling us everything's going to collapse because the Tea Party didn't want to bankrupt the country and go above $17 trillion and wanted to finally cut some stuff. And the Tea Party Republicans, the small core there, they're corrupt in establishment, but they get this will destroy the whole country, and they don't want to do that. That's one school that just wants to skim the cream off the top of business as usual. America's got to fall under the New World Order. And I've said this in a voiceover in the Obama Deception 2 that isn't even out yet. I may have to just rush it and put it out because of an emergency. I don't even know what I'm going to do at this point. I'm like shooting in all directions. It's like the Alamo, folks. What is it? Fell, basically, is the way I feel psychologically. Trying to just fire in every direction here. And what was the key point? That Obama is the closer. And I already had figured that out. And I'm sure of it now. They're going to close with Obama. He's like a baseball pitcher who's a closer at the end. He is the closer. They plan to bring the drawbridge down. This is it. This is definitely it. This is definitely it. They are torpedoing us on every front. We're like the gray ghost, the Lexington, you know, on fire and exploding. And I hope we don't go under. But I'm telling you, folks, they're bombing us with everything they've got right now. The enemy is inside the gates. They are running us up on the rocks right now. And, of course, now it's coming out that they are going to seize it from your accounts. Keep your IRS refund checks and garnish your wages. It's all going to happen. They're going to do whatever they can to bankrupt the poor people of America who they've driven into total submission. And then the government will be there under emergency reorganization. Do what we say, accept total taxes, total control, and we'll leave you alone. Why am I so freaked out? When we come back from break, these are the head articles, the top articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Chase Bank has now sent letters to its customers, and we've confirmed this, limiting withdrawals and banning all international wire transfers. Just like the TSA goes through your bags looking for silver coins now. These are internal cash controls. Remember they said the IRS is trying to pass a law that if they just say they don't like you, you can't leave the country? It's here. It's here. In fact, guys, print me that article from last year. They're doing an emergency takedown drill over all financial institutions today. That's an announcement. And here's the big one. The big one when we come back. The big one.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Everything these people do is hold us hostage. That's the name of their game. They create the crises or exacerbate it, and they certainly don't let a good crisis go to waste. They use it as a power grab. And their evil is only surpassed by their arrogance. Like the head of the National Park Service coming out in a press release and a speech, a press conference defending the shutdown of the parks when they have most of their personnel still on duty, 80-plus percent, harassing people and going and shutting down parks that they're not even normally at, opens commons areas, because they want you to feel the pain. It's all about running your life, making themselves the center of the universe. So the crisis is real because they're orchestrating it and have maneuvered us into it. People get confused. They go, well, wait, you say the debt limit's no big deal, but it is a big deal. Listen to me carefully, because I see the Democrats commenting on InfoWars.com. Going, you wanted this, right-winger. Now it's happening. Now you'll learn. This will wreck health care. Then we'll get pure socialism. Oh, you won't get anything, idiot, unless you're going to be working in a slave camp at Foxconn, jumping into suicide nets with Al Gore laughing about his billion-dollar paycheck, you morons. You're not liberals. You're authoritarian followers. You're not even authoritarians. You're useful idiots for authoritarians. You'll find out, though. It doesn't matter. You'll get what you want. Don't worry. The point is that they had the debt limit earlier for months and months, remember? Just a little while ago. And all they did was, it was this year, it was a few months ago. For, what was it, 3 months, they froze the debt limit and said, oh, we haven't gone above $16.3 trillion. We haven't gone above $16.3 trillion. They just did an accounting manipulation, and then it finally got passed. So they said, okay, no big deal. But see, now they're ready with the martial law drills, the government shutdown drills, and everything in place. Now they're ready, because there was a government shutdown, to blame it on that and to hold it up. And they have Moody's and Standard & Poor's and all the rating agencies saying America's about to lose its rating and about to collapse and will be no more. There'll be a new global order run by the IMF and World Bank with SDRs and the end of the dollar. And even if this doesn't happen this time, they're introducing the idea. Here it is. Washington hits the $16.7 trillion debt ceiling with $300 billion in new debt. Tomorrow, officially, it will be breached, because they're not going to just say, oh, it didn't go up. Remember Obama waved a magic wand for 3 months? Okay, you won't pass the debt ceiling. You want to have the crisis now? Nope. Our debt hasn't gone up. We'll use accounting gimmicks. Now they're not doing that. So see, it's kind of like if somebody runs you over on purpose. You are being run over, but it's on purpose. Kind of like normally if somebody didn't want to jump the sidewalk and run you over on purpose, car driving by you on the road wouldn't be a danger. The debt limit wouldn't be a big issue. Long term it is, because we're overall it brings us to being insolvent. In fact, it's not too far down the road, a few years now, max. But if someone jumps the curb and runs over you, see, now it's artificial, but it's a real problem. That's what I need to get through to the Democratic Party people. And again, I'm not defending the Republicans. When they were in love and, you know, with Bush, they wouldn't even have lovers tryst with him. Or spats. They love torture. They love secret police. They love being spied on, because it was to fight the Muslims and the Al-Qaeda. And I was like, the globalists run Al-Qaeda. You people are idiots. This is all going to be used on you. Look at the internal training manuals. It's for the American people. Now they know. I mean, I guarantee you, if Bush had a third term, or some Republican had gotten elected, if John McCain would have been elected, I mean, Democrats would be freaking out if they were arresting members of the press, torturing, torture ships, all this. But it's okay, because he's black. And then that's all. He's clearly more white than he is black. I mean, it's just totally sick, folks, how it all becomes a giant distraction. And then they use it for racial division and all the rest of it, and they are maneuvering us. And the Republicans come and say, okay, we'll give you all of Obamacare, everything else you want. And Obama says, I don't want that. It's your fault. We're going to lose our credit rating. And then meanwhile, they have all the establishment banks who didn't threaten to lower our credit rating for 3 months when it really went above the debt limit. No, now on cue, that work for Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Chase, the whole nine yards. Look at this. Look at the articles right here. They now have them threatening to destroy our credit rating. Look at these headlines. The sun is setting on the dollar supremacy, and with it, American power. All on purpose. Fitch puts U.S. credit rating under review for downgrade. RT. That's some of what we've got. They are maneuvering us by design. And you could give Obama anything he wants, he wouldn't go with it, because the plan is to destroy America. and break our back to then collectivize us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Let me put it in layman's terms for new listeners. There is a global private banking syndicate above the law of a diplomatic immunity who has taken over almost every country in the world that is establishing hegemonic planetary private corporate rule. By the way, that's a quote from Davos 2 years ago. That are demanding $100 trillion per decade in taxes from the nation states. So you pay four or five levels of government taxes. Now there's going to be a global government tax. It's always been there with the IMF and World Bank, but it was small compared to the aggregate. Now it's going to be the majority. And it's going to be digitally on everything, tracking and tracing what you do, and then gaming the economy for poverty and social control. That's called Agenda 21. This is scientific tyranny. Only way to describe it. A scientific dictatorship whose main programming whose prime directive is exterminate. Set up world government, cut off resources, dumb down populations, poison food supply, reduce population. And many will say there are too many people, they're dumbed down, needs to happen. Even if you agree with that, you need to understand, we've done the math, and Rothkopf said only 6,000 people are a member of the inner elite. I agree with that analysis, the head of the Kissinger Group. We did the math on that. It was 0.000000. It was six zeros and I think 4.2. I go from memory. So it's not the 1%. It's not that 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 the math, it's a whole bunch of nines before you talk about how many of there are of us versus them. The elite are worried about the top 10% that are middle class that they got to get rid of because they might be a little uppity and have some savings. They might politically get involved, take government back. That's what the armored vehicles and Homeland Security's for. And there won't be many of those left soon. Don't worry. All of you that want everybody to be poor and miserable, you're very close to your dream. You're going to, you like company? You are so close to all the prosperity that's left gone. So just keep waiting. Keep that hand out to Obama. Because as soon as they've bankrupted the whole country and rolled it over, they're going to turn everything off, okay? Get ready. The armored vehicles, the troops are trained. They're ready. That's one reason the military and police are waking up, because they're getting the training. George Washington's bad. The gun owners are bad. Christians are bad. And they're taking notes when people freak out and putting them in a database. I mean, this is secret police takeover like a foreign government took over or space aliens took over. It's that hardcore. You're living in the middle of a science fiction movie. And you see what they've done to other first world countries like Greece. They just year after year, they bankrupt them, they squeeze them, they bring in taxes, then go, this will pay your debt. That's all fake and the banker's debt that the banker operative signed them on to, 90%+. Then they break it down worse and go, we didn't know doing that would make the place go totally bankrupt. Oh, we had to buy everything up for nothing. Okay, and they're just going to keep squeezing and squeezing. And squeezing, and they'll bring in new leaders that will promise to fix it, and then they'll only squeeze, and they'll bring in more leaders. We've got the enemy attack profile. We know who the globalists are. We know who their operations are. We know their plans. And, folks, cash controls. Two things happen when they drop the hammer on a country. They do it country by country, the globalists, so they can contain it and control it. And it shows you how powerful they think they are. That they're now going to go after Western Europe, Northern Europe, England, the UK, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, because they got to break the West. The West has built the world government because of our wealth and ingenuity, but now they're done with us. Now we've got to be brought down low. Coming up, Senate leaders announce agreement to end shutdown, raise debt. Top senator struck a deal just minutes ago to reopen the government and extend the federal government borrowing authority into next year on both sides of the Capitol, hoping for a quick action to reassure nervous financial markets. See how we were held hostage? So, again, give Obama everything he wants, increase the debt limit, total Obamacare, and push it out into February. And then, again, they'll hold us hostage again, over and over and over again. This is the plan that was set to go through, the February 7th deal. Government's funded through January 15th, and then they'll start it all over again, all over again. You see, maneuvering us towards the cash controls. I'm going to get to that. The intel from high-level sources is middle of next year is when they plan to drop the hammer completely. Now, there's one thing that can stop them. Total awareness. If you get this info that you're seeing and listening to right now, people watching us on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, folks listening to us on the radio right now, millions of you, if you take the data and say, take this video when it's on PrisonPlanet.tv tonight, the archive, and send it out to friends and family and explain it to them. I know it's not their favorite football game, you know, male soap opera or whatever. Or I know it's not your wife getting her hair done once a week. And I know it's not your wife getting her nails done. And I know it's all fun. I know it's fun to go to the football game and get your nails done and all the rest of it. I mean, I called my wife today, and I said, she works hard, does a great job. She was there getting her nails done and stuff. And I said, you need to stop doing your nails for a while. We need to get everything in gear now. And I mean, I need to stop screwing around myself. And I don't really screw around, but it's time to get our butts in gear. I called my wife with this news right before the show, and I said, where are you? I said, I want you to go get some more cash out of the bank. We don't have much cash. And she said, well, I'm getting my hair done. And I said, fine. But I said, look, we've got to get our butt in gear. She goes, well, we do. We got two fences around our house. We moved to the country. We got weapons. We've got French bulldogs that are guards. I'm joking. I need some real guard dogs. You know, we've got neighbors that are informed. We got storable food, blah, blah, blah. And I said, we needed to get more. We need to stop worrying, myself included, about all this side corollary BS. We need to commit to working even harder to get the word out for everybody while we still have this platform. And I told her, I need your full support for me to work 7 days a week. And she always supports me. She's a great wife. It's just that I told her, I said, listen, I just want you to know I saw this coming so far off because historians and researchers saw it and a lot of experts. And if you know history, it's very clear. I said, but it's almost like you're blind and I'm blind. We have a blind spot politically because we're so accustomed and so acclimated and so ready for it that we're almost comfortable with it. And I don't want to just be comfortable with it. I don't want to have battle fatigue, psychological fatigue, and then just kind of lay down and not worry about it anymore. This is the time for maximum effort. Because of patriots in the last 60 years who knew about this plan, who saw it being done to other third world and old world countries, we have the enemy program. I've read stuff written by patriots in the 50s that has now come true exactly as they said. Cleon Skousen, naked communist, naked capitalist, 1950s. Read that book when I was about 10 because I looked at it at my grandparents' house so long. They had a bookshelf in the bathroom of all places. You know, they had bookshelves in every room. They'd read so many books, you know, a barn full of books. You know, they weren't TV heads. This is how my dad grew up, and I'd go there in the summers, and I remember reading The Naked Communist, and it was like reading space alien talk. I didn't know what it meant when I was 10 years old. Well, now I know it's all coming true. All of it. 1972, none dare call it conspiracy. All come true. Of course, you know his nephew, who comes on the show routinely, Joel Skousen. The point is, this is the real deal. This is the real deal. And currency controls and capital controls are the last thing to come, along with one other thing, when they hammer a country. In 2002, Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank as his chief economist, Nobel Prize winner. He said it was too predatory, too evil. He would not be part of this evil plan. And people said, what is the evil plan? He said, I signed non-disclosure agreements, but it's predatory, and it's designed to wreck society. And he said, that's not what I've signed up to do. More of kind of a real liberal who really wanted to redistribute wealth. And then magically 2,000 pages of documents appeared at the BBC, and before national security D-notice was issued to Greg Palast, about 100 pages or so got out. We got them. We published them. They went in newspapers around the world. Palace got them to us as the D-notice came through. And as the MI5 people basically stormed the offices, we were able to get them out in 2002. And the plan has a 111-point program. And one of the points is called the IMF Riot. I want to get Greg Palast on next week if we can do it, guys. Investigative journalist, former federal fraud top investigator. That's how I got into all this. And the plan is you start currency controls. You don't let people get their money out. You pass regulations saying you can't leave if they just start a tax investigation on you. They're now saying Homeland Security will just do that without even the IRS being able to pass a law this year. Remember that? It's all happening where you can't leave. I mean, it's on. I mean, they're really doing it. And where you can't wire your money out of the country. They want to rob everybody. And then the next thing they do is they turn off the welfare checks on purpose. And they always blame the opposition that's trying to save the country and blaming the foreign bankers. I've watched this in Mexico, Brazil, Nigeria. I've watched it in my 20 years of research every month it's going on somewhere. And there's an exact program. Well, Stiglitz, when he left, he says he didn't release the documents. We believe him. The documents came out. Where they have this program. Lower level economic hitman, John Perkins, we need to get him back on. John Perkins, you know, was working for the Pentagon and the CIA as a private contractor. And he would go into third world countries and go meet with the president and say, you've already been given offers. You will take these investments. You'll take the $50 million we're going to give you in your Swiss bank account, or you're going to be dead. And usually they'd say, oh, senor, I don't want to hurt my people. They'd say, well, you better think about what you want to do, because when they pull me out, they send in the jackals. Those are the hit teams. You understand me. I guess I'm moving to Switzerland, senor. But my family has been here hundreds of years, and I wanted to be a good president. You do what we say, or you and your family, you know, you do what we say. And now they're going to do it here. Now they're going to do it here, and they're going to take your guns. Your kids are going to belong to them. They're going to be in youth brigades to get their check. Everyone will still get their little EBT cards. But finally, what the conservatives have always wanted is you're going to have forced national labor. That's already being proposed and pushed just to graduate high school every year until you're an old woman or old man. You're going to serve in government brigades. They've already beta tested them. I ran into the brigades yesterday on the streets calling the police on me because I dared go in a green belt that was closed because of rain. They all are going to have their little card that gets its little creds on. They'll have a couple other jobs, but they'll need that. It'll all be actuary, but you've got to have that little card, that little National Homeland Security card that shows you've been checked and you're part of the team, and you'll even get to go through a faster line at the airport, and you'll be part of the team, and, you know, your parents will be proud of you. You'll have your little uniform, and, you know, you'll live in the room out back, and you know what? If your parents don't like it, you'll report them, and you'll become a captain. They'll actually let you into the actual armed forces of the domestic national stability force, John Johnson or whatever your name is, if you do the right thing and report your father. And it'll be sad when they take dad away for re-education, but the guys will take you for drinks after. They're really going to be watching you to see if you're going to turn. But if you don't and go, you know, my dad deserves it, they're going to say, congratulations, Sergeant, you're now on the team. Congratulations! And that's how it's all going to go. I've studied it everywhere else, and they're coming. Of course, here's the deal. It ain't going to happen here like that, punks. We're going to take it all back, and you're all going to go to prison. And I'm not worried about what happens to me in the final equation. You're going to be beaten because we know who you are. We know your battle plan. You're not doing this in the dark like you've done in all these other countries. We've been here warning people and being laughed at. They're not laughing. No one's laughing anymore except the dumbest Democratic Party idiots who think they're part of the power structure. No one is laughing anymore. The military, special warfare, is not laughing anymore. They saw what you do to them blowing up the Navy SEALs. They know all the bin Laden raid was fake. They know everything. So you're going to do this at high noon out in front of everybody. Going to strike me down? I don't want to die. But you know what? I bet Colonel Travis didn't want to die either. I'm committed 110%, and it feels so good and so right. I wish I had 1,000 lives to give for humanity. I wish I had 1,000 lives. I wish I had 1,000 families to give for humanity. It doesn't matter. I'm all in. And we now need to go out to everyone we know in an emergency information warfare operation and exercise our First Amendment and hit the overpasses and have the open carries and warn the police and warn the military and put the government in check and let them know, join a side. The New World Order foreign banks that are going to wreck everything and destroy our prosperity and totally enslave us? Or freedom and liberty that created all this wealth and prosperity? I mean, my goodness, it's not even hard to choose the right thing. Except so many of you are cowards deep down inside. You're scared of the system. You know this stuff's real. You read the memos bad-mouthing gun owners and conservatives and libertarians and veterans, and you're scared. You're scared of black uniforms. You're scared of the armored vehicles. It's all fluff, folks, of the enemy to make us feel weak. Become a man again and stop being so afraid. I mean, look what they're already doing. Crisis. USDA orders states to withhold electronic food stamps. And we have the letter, and we've called, and it's confirmed. We are breaking this at InfoWars.com right now. They are preparing to turn the food stamps off next month. They've already done a little beta test out there. And if it all gets turned back on, they're going to do it next year. The point is, this has been done over and over again. They're just maneuvering us. They're drilling how to do this. They're testing it in America, because America's a big one to do this to. It's the empire. It's breaking what's left of the old republic, converting us to a pure imperial backwater to supply mercenaries. This is the conquering of America. Here's the other one. Chase Bank limits cash withdrawals, bans international wire transfers. The big part of that is they, and this is going out to all their customers, to all business customers. We appreciate your business and want to let you know of upcoming changes to Chase Business Select Checking. This was sent to a customer in New Orleans, Louisiana. We appreciate your business and want to let you know of upcoming changes to Chase Business Select Checking with Interest and Chase Business Classic and Checking with Interest. For your accounts listed above, starting November 17, 2013. Now, folks, they're not, they are the head of the snake, Chase. JP Morgan, Chase. And let me tell you, they're going to do, this means it's going to be done to every bank. They're not doing this unless it wasn't going to be every bank. They're not going to lose that business. You understand? This is, and the Swiss just signed a deal to not basically take money and 60 countries to track everybody's money and what everybody does. So they're getting rid of all that. Only the big mega rich are going to be above the law, like the French socialists who all have Swiss bank accounts with billions of euros, and they got exposed and nobody got in trouble. This is a total mafia government. So, no more international transfers. That's shutting down business and getting your money out. And no more getting cash out.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. So, the globalists have seized the federal government completely with the private offshore Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve with foreign banks publicly wrote the health care plan to rape all Americans and lower the quality of insurance while they promised their poor followers that they would be getting goodies. as they move to shut down the economy and shut down prosperity, so people don't really have a lot of opportunities because the collectivists can't have competition with their takeover. And they don't want collectivism to build people up. They want collectivism to get control of people to carry out population control measures. And that's all on record. The fount of modern liberalism 115 years ago in New York City, Margaret Sanger, all of them, are on record to set up a fake liberal system to control the poor, to dumb you down and kill your butt. But you call in going, Alex, you're a racist. I want my free health care, even as you're gang raped and don't get free health care. As the free health care that was always there is now being done away with. I mean, it's just, and the establishment says, see how dumb they are. They need to be killed. But I will not sign on to this. The establishment ought to be smart enough to know when they, in the final equation, the system they've set up is not going to stop chewing people up. There could be two globalists in a high-tech ivory tower 20 years in the future. If they successfully carry all this out and say have killed everyone on the planet but themselves, hypothetically, they actually claim in internal documents about 1% will be allowed to live, their people, the globalists, selected, you know, folks from across the board who are the finest specimens to be part of the new secret system. But they'll just keep killing each other and keep scheming and keep warring and keep trying to get whatever new high-tech life extension's been developed, and I don't want my rivals to have it, and wiping each other out. This is madness. This ends in the destruction of humanity. You maniacs must be stopped. They have a lot of reasons to reduce population, a lot of points they make that are legitimate, but it's all based on fraud and is all an excuse for them to play God. And meanwhile, here's RT, game changer. Swiss banks ditch secrecy and are now going to share with the OECD. That's the big banking cartel that after Europe was bankrupted, took over Europe, set up the EU. The Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. Always told you that's who runs the show. And that ties into all the big private megabanks who want to know where everybody's money is. And all the big insiders, they get to have their money in the banks on record. Like the French socialists and pay no tax. While they lobby for stay-at-home moms to be forced into the workforce. In Germany, they tell stay-at-home moms who don't want to work but are on welfare, you go out and you whore at least 8 hours a day. I'm not kidding. In fact, pull that up. German women told to become prostitutes. It's not just like here where the women who got laid off from government go to be prostitutes. They're already prostitutes for the government. Why not? You know, is the government's view. No, in Germany, they tell mothers, you know what, you're on welfare, your husband died or whatever, you know what, go out and get on the street corner, honey, and you bring in hard, cold euros to Uncle Kraut right now. You bring it in. I'm part German, so I can say that. Most of those slangs aren't even slangs. Kraut just means to eat a lot of kraut, sour kraut. Let's go back to it. Let's show it right there. You found the London Telegraph. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, you can stop your benefits. London Telegraph. You get out there, and you let 10 men climb all over you a day, and enjoy it, honey, or we're going to take you off your welfare. Because we got to take all this tax money and pay it to foreign banks who don't even want the money. They just have it all set up to wreck your country. So, again, the big news, InfoWars.com, PrisonBunny.com. It is national news. Chase limits cash withdrawals, bans international wire transfers, ultra, massive, huge. Starts November 17th. Crisis. USDA orders states to withhold electronic food stamps. Starting next month. They claim there's been a debt deal, but, oh, here it is. The sun is setting on dollar supremacy and with an American power. Because everybody knows we're bankrupt. We're done. The globalists have now completed their fraud. What we do is wake everybody up to the fact it's fraud, get rid of the derivatives, and arrest the criminals that were part of this like Iceland did.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.